New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To Vanderpodcalypse Now. We talked about the finale last week, but Jason was not with us, which is unacceptable.
I was very sad about that. Yeah. Thank you to LaKendra and Brian.
Yes. They came in, they did their job, but now you're back.
I was back east doing some stand-up.
Very important.
Seeing some family, mm-hmm. but thinking about Vanderpump.
You were thinking Vanderpump. And also, LaKendra and I talked about this for a very short period of time. We didn't realize, and I mean, maybe you did, I certainly didn't, that was going to be the finale. When we were kind of planning and recording these episodes, you know, usually they'll advertise like a mid-season trailer. They'll be like, oh, you know, like next, you know, like for the last half of the season, like you kind of know what's ahead. Or they'll be like, for last seasons, they'll be like, and next on the Vanderpump, on the finale of Vanderpump Rules, they'll like really market it as such. And
this, I wonder if there was things were changing behind the scenes, or they purposefully did that to really, I don't know. When I watched the finale, I was shook.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to say that?
Sure.
Yeah, I was shooketh. I was just like, what? Because I had to like play a little bit of catch up, so I couldn't look at anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, when I put up the episodes, I was like, I can't listen, you know, because I just want to watch it. And I didn't realize, yeah, how kind of floored I was. Should we talk about the trailer first, or should we talk about, do you want to just tail end the...
Yeah, I feel like we should talk about, because when LaKendra and I recorded, like I said, like we kind of map it out, so we don't get a lot of like the aftermath, the discourse. And I think for me, it was like, okay, this is the finale, we're done, and I'm like processing it personally, I'm sure you are too. But then you kind of start talking about it with people, and I didn't realize how polarizing this really... For me, it felt like very obvious what the fuck was happening. But then I was talking to people and I was like, oh my God, no, people think very differently than I do about this. First of all, I didn't even think, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's talk about the aftermath, the finale, your thoughts on it, watching it, and then like kind of what we've been
talking
about.
I have a couple of thoughts that probably the same a lot of people have is that, well, for one, the Ariana, Katie, I mean, they really got screwed mm-hmm. on this. The narrative, you know what I mean? Like the edit or whatever on them. And I honestly, I was like, oh, there's going to be some point where maybe Ariana's going to be like up on her, you know, kind of up on her high horse because she's so successful. But really, the timeline is still really short.
Mm-hmm.
And she's as kind of cool as she's always been.
Mm-hmm.
Has always been. Katie's been really low key, and you know, who knows what we did not see, but I feel like, I don't know, they kind of like stuck to their guns, were pretty fair, even though things were getting thrust on both of them.
Yeah.
And kind of like the thing where, you know, even they got that thing where it was like Ariana said, will I be friends with you if you're friends with Tom?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of showed, which was kind of like
cheap shot.
It was a real cheap shot, considering it's like, number one, there's nuance in there.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of, oh, please sign this contract and I will not speak to you.
Yeah.
Like it's a legally binding thing. Also, you keep forcing these things. Like, what do you want her to – I think the point was like, listen, I'm not – you know, like, I don't like him. Am I crazy that you're talking to him? No. Am I going to, you know, die on this hill, eat too? Also, no, because you know what? Like, I'm just a person living their life. I think it was really, really unfair and – you know, I also go back to say is imagine go from what if season 10 didn't happen and season 9 went to season 10 without that happening. And I want to stay. I'm sorry. There wouldn't be enough interesting things happening.
No, I mean, I thought, and I've talked with a lot of people about how successful this season was. And I think given that in my brain, I was like, the season's going to not be that great because we just went through this giant scandal thing and these people are going to be like, not living up to what we've kind of built up ourselves as a, you know, culture. I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty good, yeah.
You know, kept my attention. I mean, season 9 was such a fucking dog of a season. Like, do you remember all the theme parties? Do you remember, like, all of the shit? Remember the pickleball? Anyone? Yeah. Like, holy shit. Lest we forget how fucking awful some of these seasons
I mean, you really have to get on your hands and knees. Anyone involved, us talking about this right now, everyone get on your hands and knees for Ariana and Tom. Because without this, people wouldn't be doing the things.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about the things. They wouldn't be doing the things. And you kind of saw that even in the season where, you know, if you weren't talking about things in the universe of Scandoval, we weren't talking about a whole lot.
And I mean, I don't give a fuck about anyone's kids. I don't care. I don't care. It's not interesting. If it's not boring, it's dark.
Yeah.
You know? And like, that's again, like, not what we care about. And Lala leaning into the sperm shit. It's like, no, that's season 9 shit, dude. Like, it's not, but again, like, it's not really up to Tom and Ariana. They have kind of done their work, and Raquel too, who's not on the show, they've kind of done their job in terms of storyline, and it was thrust upon, she didn't have any choice. Ariana has no choice what her storyline was going to be. It was going to be this. So like, she had to be like, accept it in its own way without even talking about if she's going to interact with Sandoval, which, by the way, she does. She interacts with him a fair amount during the season and at the end of last season. So it's not like she's not talking to him at all. She just didn't want to talk to him to serve the finale and to serve what she says, his kind of arc, you know, his apology tour.
She's the final boss that you're not going to get.
And I think they do, you know, she gets to hold firm her boundary, and that's part of her storyline. And you don't have to like it. Like, just like you don't have to like Katie. I mean, Katie is not really that interesting. She's not an antagonist. You know, Katie and Ariana are not really like drivers on this show. So to expect more from them, like in terms of interacting with people, more from who they are and who they are on the show, and just like intrinsically their personalities, just feels like incredibly short-sighted. And like, asking a lot of people who've already been like, they had their lives blown up, essentially. It's like, why is everyone else not picking up the slack? You know, Lala can talk shit. I fucking hate,
they really made Lala the narrator on this,
but being the biggest hypocrite of them all.
Yeah, it's like, but I think the thing is that even around, it didn't land the way I think she thought it was going to land. Like, the drama of her, because she kept it so secret, you know, the bombshell of her being in a cheat, I was just like, yeah, I mean, of course she, like, yeah. I think nobody cared in the way people care about this. And I think that really is kind of like, oh, I already pulled. You know what? If you watch like a Fast and the Furious movie and they hit that nitrous button, and that's that last kind of like thing that to win the race. Yeah. But when you hit that and you go and you still are, it's like, oh, I'm still losing the race. Mm-hmm. You've already hit that button.
Yeah.
And she's going to hit another button. She's like, oh, I'm going to have like a donor party. Mm-hmm. It's just not, none of it is working. Also, like, you know, even the thing, I mean, this is also kind of like a Katie, Tom Schwartz thing. That thing with Tori, that like kind of like love triangle, was a dud, and probably such a plant. I mean, I don't know. It's a plant,
she's
right?
Plant. But I will say the one story outline that I did like, and I want to talk, I don't want to talk as much because you did not talk when LaKendra and I talked about it, but was the Joe and Schwartz storyline. No, that was like more.
Joe was like, if you didn't have, okay, now you take Joe, if you take Joe to the equation, people can say, and there's things online, is she, you know, exploiting her thing?
Who's not?
But who is not? Yeah. and is it some of it cringe? Yeah. Sure. But you know what? It's a real thing. And it's what whoever's single should be in a relationship or somebody, because that's what the show was, right? It was like these messed up relationships. And like, without Joe, if you took Joe out of it, it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have much show.
No, you really wouldn't. And Joe is doing the work. She's got that Kristen energy that I love. And Schwartz also did the work too.
Yeah.
You know, Schwartz, he's off the hook too for storylines because we get to see his true fucked up colors, his like dumb bullshit, like fuckboy non-committal manipulation. And that's great. I mean, they did their job. I'm very happy with how that turned out. And I miss Joe. I'm excited to see her on the reunion. But I think like what you were saying about Ariana and Sheena. We've got this whole storyline with Sheena. Sheena really threw a lot of different
she's
things.
She's working, but I mean, she'll take any little thing. But she's working. Sheena
works hard, not smart.
Sheena works on like in our own universe. Like, she almost has her own show going mm-hmm. within the show that's happening, because everything is like, it's affected me. And also, she's working. I mean, the thing is, she is working. She got a lot herself on the. I don't know if she made some kind of sweetheart deal with the, like, all,
yeah,
you know.
No,
like,
her and Lala are producer plants at this point.
Yeah.
You know, like, and what we love about Sheena is that she gets herself into these things, and she's like very, you know, she's like a try hard, lacking self awareness.
But she's been there since the jump. So it's like she's kind of earned her wings in that sense.
But her whole thing with, like, is Ariana going to accept me if I try to repair things with Sandoval? It's like, you're going to do that anyway. So, I don't know, you can stress about it for the sake of the camera as much as you want, but then even so, even Ariana putting out these boundaries that we see kind of cut in these clips, she relents, and she says, you'll always be my friend. And it's like a very human thing that Ariana does, because Ariana is a very relatable human who's pretty non-controversial in general.
Still, even through the season, like, there wasn't, you know, anything, like, where she was...
What do you want from her?
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not that person. And let's say... they did talk. Let's say Tom and Ariana did. Let's just play that out. She would probably be angry, probably be shut down. And Tom would say what? All the things that he's been saying this whole fucking season?
And then he would say, and then he would, within a few moments, be like, well, here's what also you did wrong.
Yeah.
Because he's never, it's never like 100% me. It's always like, but also you.
It would have been more of what we've seen. So I don't know why people are craving that, or so displeased that that didn't happen. And I don't know why Lala, of all people, is like the harbinger of like reality TV ethics and storytelling. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like, you literally had people sign NDAs. You literally have said things in clips that people have shared about wanting to keep your private life private. You're the most private person on this for being the most outspoken in what, your soft era? Like, that was your storyline now? Like, shut the fuck. I can't. Oh, God, I get so. And people are very on her side. And I'm not even sure why, because again, if you play it out, is it really that satisfying?
Do you think it's people that have like either a short memory or just really kind of got into this season 10? I mean, season 10.
I think they're mad. No, I think it's people, it's friends of mine who've been watching for a long time. And, but again, they, I think that they're angry because we all wanted maybe more from this season.
I think you would have needed Raquel on the show.
Raquel.
I think that was the thing that made it where it was like, oh, this is – everyone has to do a different kind of work because she's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they did not offer her enough, whatever it was, but whatever it was, she probably deserved it considering how everyone
like, – she's still a storyline.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you don't really have many scenes without talking about Scandoval. And so like that in itself is like, without that, there really is no show. And that should be a magnifying glass. And everybody else is like, oh, I guess we're not doing really that. Even independent, even, you know, Ariana and Kate are just kind of like, oh, will our store open or will it not have? Here's another tasting. Just a lot of, I don't know, just a lot of stuff like that. And then, you know. I want to know what you thought about this is, and I looked into it a lot, that fight that happened at the Kyle Chan's
fucking whiskey thing on the Alameda. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Kyle Chan is a storyline. It's like, that's how desperate we are.
Yeah.
You know?
And which I thought, I was like, oh, that's a pretty shocking, like that fight, you know, that kind of fight. And it seemed pretty like, you know, intense. Is that one, is it a plant?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a plant, is it a Tom plant for him to step in and be a hero?
Yeah.
And that didn't really work out because he was like, see, guys, I'm – look at me stepping in to this thing that kind of was another dud, another hit of the nitrous that just didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting to, and it wasn't even in the original
cut.
It was in the other one, which was like – so I don't know if that was to be like – so people will talk about it. Knowing that reverse engineer this, people will be talking about this, being like, oh, wait, I didn't see that. Let me go now watch this thing, because the conversation is so vibrant about this.
Yeah, and to be fair, I didn't see the extended version, which I should start watching those because they have a lot more stuff in them. But I did see a clip of it, so I'm seeing it like a little bit.
I was watching it in real, because I watched it with Michelle, who already saw it, and she was waiting for my reaction to that part. And I was like, whoa, what? It seemed like it was like, he's like broken glass, but it was like, it seemed like it would have to be breakaway glass. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kind of conspiracies around it. But again, another kind of like fabricated thing where
just contrived.
People are like, oh, there's just people there that are like extras, like watching. They're not at the event as people like, I'm just at an event.
Yeah.
It's people like, oh, I'm
or cast.
I'm cast. And but all you can help to do is like, let's just watch this reality show happen around me.
Yeah.
At a place where, you know, going to the Vanderpump Reddit, talking about it, I was like, yeah, this place is just a rented out place. It's not like a real place.
No place is a real place.
I know. There's nothing
it's
real.
It's like, God, it's so, I mean, unless it's like a small, like, smoothie shack in NoHo, you know, it's like everything's like a weird, even a tattoo parlor. It's like nothing is real here.
It seems like when they were done filming, it's like, all right, tear it down.
Exactly, exactly. So what did you think of that? Did you think Tom planted that person to kind of...
I definitely think that because it's such an extreme reaction that it could be true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, anything could be true, but also it's there just wasn't that much going on during this thing except for Tom trying to talk to Ariana and her like no.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know what would come of that, but also like the in her just kind of walking away and be like, I'm just going to leave this party.
Yeah.
As so what? Why, you know, it's not my thing, mm-hmm. you know, and people can leave. It's not even she left with Katie. Like, you know, it wasn't even like this thing. She just like left with her friends.
She left
on her own.
Spawn conned Applebee's.
Yeah. And she's just like, I'm just going to go like be like, I'm just going to stick to my guns. And I think she doesn't do anything that seems like I'm going to be spiteful right now.
No.
Like I'm going to make a move.
Which is boring. Like, listen.
Yeah.
Sure. It's boring when you think about it. But also, I promise you, as someone who works in reality TV, they brought her back on with the agreement that she could do whatever she wanted. And I think she says that. You know, like, I promise you she was under no demand to talk to him. She knew she'd probably have to film with him. She knew she'd be interacting around Scandoval. But I don't think she'd have done it if she would have known that she would have had to have some kind of conversation like this with him. So knowing that, the producers brought her back on and they agreed that this was okay.
And they also, you know, this was, again, we're watching this like not in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It was still, maybe if it was like, let's just wait to film season 11, some time pass. Maybe there's room for her to be like, you know what? It's been a year, whatever. Mm-hmm. My life has been wonderful. I'm willing to have a civil conversation with you, but it's just like the wounds are still fresh. It's just like, hey, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you you bump your knee and it really hurts and somebody's like, did that hurt? You okay? You okay? Mm-hmm. You okay? And that's all you want to do is not talk about that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a little bit of that in this. Like, things are really raw, and that's the price you're going to get for doing that.
And people will shut down. And I think I was talking with many friends about is this the last season of Vanderpump Rules? You know, they kind of
the ending makes it so like where if it was the end, you're like, this makes sense. There's like no resolution because mm-hmm. there is no resolution to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what would – I mean, yes, there, you know, will there be another season? I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they're literally filming it. Like, or they – I mean, they stopped filming it, but, like, they did get greenlit for another season. But I will say – and this is, again, something I've talked about with a friend who has a different opinion than I do. Shout out to Cassie. We talked at length about this. But, you know, is this, like – we forget that, like, it does have this finality to it, like many of the season finales do. I will say, thinking back at season 9 with Jax leaving, you know, that felt very final in a strange kind of nostalgic way. But this cast has this incredible capability to regroup and forgive each other. Like, that's like the superpower of the show, is that after doing deplorable things to each other, they can be friends again. Like, think about Kristen and Stassi. That took many seasons, you know?
Like, what comes next, though? Like, what is there – if they're not – bringing mm-hmm. in new people doesn't seem to work,
mm-hmm.
although I think it needs it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Joe was very important.
Obsessed.
I mean, people can – you know, again, if she came on there and she was totally normal and boring, you'd be mad at that,
mm-hmm.
right? So there'd be no winning.
Here's some pitches. I think you give it a year. Maybe Katie's in a new dysfunctional relationship. You know, we can find ancillary points of dysfunction.
We need new relationships. You know? I think we need new people. I thought Jax coming back was like a good thing.
Oh, Jax is amazing. Well, Jax is like killing it on the Valley now. Yeah. I think, will they merge these? Will Kristen and Jax come back to Vanderpump, or will everyone migrate to the Valley? Which at this point, in my humble opinion, the Valley is really serving more than Vanderpump. So maybe that is the thing. But again, I think what I've read is rebooting a Vanderpump Rules with all new people is going to be very challenging. It's like to find a group of people that tight-knit and that serves the way that Vanderpump served, like, it's going to be really rough.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think they didn't have it wrong when they brought new people. And I know this, you know, people say this work didn't work, but I was like, it really did kind of shake up, you know, just to see how Lala would react to a new person is kind of worth it.
Exactly. And once you get, you know, people coupled up for a long time, you know, unless shit is going on or they're really toxic and dysfunctional, it's kind of boring. Like, that's how people get. They get boring. They don't want to get blackout unless you're Schwartz every night of the week anymore and fucking, you know, dunk each other in the pool or like cover themselves in vodka.
I think, I mean, I, is there room for Rachel to come back?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I think she will. I feel very confident that she will be back on Bravo.
I think you really, I think that is, yeah, I think that's, I mean, it's the move. It's
that is the move. That is the move.
What did you think of the reunion trailer? Like, what do you think's this big, like, you know, this kind of hinted at this like thing that was revealed where everyone's like taken aback by it?
Oh shit. Did I watch the same trailer?
I don't know. I feel like there was a
I don't think they teased it in the trailer that I something like that, but I
watched something I watched on Bravo. It was like from 7 days ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just something like where they reveal something and everyone reacts to it. But maybe I'm
I thought they were all revealing to watching the finale together.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Okay, maybe that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Which is great, especially because Ariana's not watching it.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think it's really smart of them because we get to see Ariana seeing what Lala's, you know, like, and Sheena.
Yeah, I think that's, you know? That's probably what it's kind of seeing what everyone says. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's almost kind of like what, like, people are going to say answer for this, right? Mm-hmm. You did this answer for this. I mean, there's, what are you going to, Tom, are you sorry again? I mean, he's already, so I feel like what,
it's not really about Tom anymore. Tom is just, we've written him all off as like a fucking psychopath. Like, yeah. We have, he's fucking ate shit so many times over this season in the fucking New York Times. Like, in New York Times. He's ate shit pretty much on all levels.
He's kind of used, like, been kind of used up and spit out over and over.
Totally. So now, really, who's being held accountable? Like, Sheena and Lala. Yeah. Now it's
and
like.
Joe.
But again, we kind of know. Right. We know Joe's shit, which is very fun to experience. But also, like, I mean, we really just want to see Joe and Schwartz interact and Kimmy, you know, like, which I'm happy to do. Yeah. And I also,
I like Joe. Whatever.
I love Joe. Yeah, I thought Joe was a saving grace of this season.
Yeah, yeah.
I want her
Whether you like it or not.
I want her and Kristen to, I actually want her to be in the Valley. I want her and Kristen to, like, go back into their shit. I want to put Joe in new context because Joe, first of all, she's drinking. She's really doing the drinking that the other cast members really should have been doing. And she's doing the messy talks and the weird shit and the inexplicable outfit choice. She's doing all these things it's what made Vanderpump great, you know? Like, she's doing them. So, like, let's keep her on and keep her doing these things. But, yeah, I'm excited for the reunion. I hope it's
I will say good. Another thing is Michelle was saying this too, is James, you know, not a ton going on with him and Allie, but it was this kind of good, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a really good thing for him and them. Mm-hmm. And also, everyone benefited from this, but he's benefited, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he's playing Coachella and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. and he's benefited without having to be messy or cruel and seemed to have like a really interesting kind of turn where he's become like a good, like a non-villain.
He's like the good
guy. I mean,
do I
want to see him be smug? Yeah, and he's funny, so I want to see that.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think James and Allie were kind of boring because they are cool people. Like, I think James is maturing, and Allie is very mature and, like, reasonable. And it's not my ideal James, if I'm being honest. But it's a healthy James.
And that's
but
good.
I also think James is really the – if you want someone who's going to be like, this is how it is, and he has a couple moments where he's like, this is weird. You know, he has a couple moments where, like, he's the chorus and we enjoy that. Like, he should be doing that more than Lala. I feel like he could have – he was doing the role that Lala was trying to do but being a total hypocrite about it. You know, I'm just – I was so – when I was watching, I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Well, she's so used to being like the – like, she's still like, I'm the new hot – thing.
Yeah.
And I'm the most interesting and everyone's trying to bang me or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because everything she said was, you know, like, this is sexual. Mm-hmm. Right. And then that kind of, like, people were like, yeah, we don't, like, She's just like, how can this boring person be more interesting than me? Like, mm-hmm. I'm gangster or whatever that is.
No, and she hates that.
And she hates that, yeah.
They're jealous. I mean, Sheena's jealous, Lala's jealous, and that's why they're acting like fucking assholes, because they think that that's what they need to do to create drama. They think that they have to make their own decisions and take these stands that don't make any sense and is not helping their case. Really, what they should be doing is doing the work and creating storylines.
And it seems like the people aren't crazy about the production's kind of role and kind of making these narratives happen. They seem to, you know, kind of like be like not cool with
it.
But no one
– I'm a little biased because I do this for a living and I'm like, what can you really do when like they don't give you – you're trying to like create these storylines. But it's like when people are like, here's my big idea and that is I have postpartum OCD. Let's talk. Can I fight with my husband about it? It's like the things we want to see – I mean – I want to hear about like publicist plants. I want to hear about like people fucking each. We don't want to talk about
a lot
suicide.
Of these things. Were like kind of does like oh, there's like you know maybe Raquel and Brock were hooking it. Like all these things that were supposed to be like these like bomb drop never ever nothing came of it.
No,
it
well,
was
that's
like
why,
nothing's.
If Sheena's paranoid about Brock and Lala. Then if and this is dark, but if Lala really wanted to like fucking have a storyline, she should be fucking flirting with Brock, you know, like she should be. And it's psychological warfare, but it's not that different than her being like, Ariana thinks she's God. It's like, no, she didn't ask for any of this. You want it so badly that you will do anything to villainize her, which in turn is villainizing yourself and making everyone fucking hate you, which is, you know, lean into it then. Lean into it. Be a fucking asshole. And I hope you do on the reunion. This one's for you tonight.